from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida. It's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Man, we gave away a lot of money yesterday.
Yes, we did. 7 times we gave away $500. So that is how much?
Ooh, $3,500?
There you go.
There you go. $3,500.
The brain is working, friends.
I know. For once. All right, so that is going to happen again today.
No. Can you imagine kicking off your day with $500 in your pocket?
It's nice.
That'd be awesome. All right, so we got a keyword coming up at 8 o'clock, worth that $500. And like we said, we'll do it 7 times today. Also, Thomas Rhett on the show. Excited
Yay.
For that. Always a good dude. I'll probably talk to him about his show that he did here a few weeks ago, which was a great show with Cole Swindell and Gabby Barrett. That happens at 8:20, so be ready for that.
Okay.
All right. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good.
Yeah.
So, good day.
Now, I saw Paul is... He has a new ride.
Yes, my boyfriend has a new ride.
What did he pull? A calf muscle?
Tore his calf muscle.
Ouchie.
Yeah, tore his calf muscle. Him and his daughter were sliding across the wood floors in their socks because that's fun to do.
And I mean, it is.
And he went down in excruciating pain. So he is out of work for 6 to 8 weeks.
What?
Six to 8 weeks is going to take time to heal. And we went and picked up one of those scooters yesterday.
Where you put like one knee up.
Yeah, you put one knee up. And I'm like, are you seriously going to use this? He's like, heck yeah, I am.
I was
driving it around the house last night. I was kind of using it. It's actually really fast. It's kind of fun.
Is it electric or you have to push it? Is it electric or you have to
actually push it? No, you have to push it with your other leg.
Man
so
powered.
He'll at least get a little bit of exercise.
Goodness.
I was like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me right now?
Another thing to add to the list for Lana.
I know. It's just unbelievable. Yeah, out of work now. Six to 8 weeks, because you can't do surgery on it, because you can't suture muscles or
something.
You just
got to let it heal.
Six
to 8 weeks.
I know.
Goodness gracious. For sliding his socks across the...
I got home yesterday from work, and he's laying there, you know, this big boot, you know, he's got to elevate it and stuff. Hey, can you get me this? And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be fun for 8 weeks.
That's tough.
I know.
That's tough.
You know, it's what you do when you love somebody, right?
I guess so. There you go.
Wow.
Oh, man, how are you this morning, Kevin?
Much better than Lana. I didn't have that type of drama in my house yesterday. Nobody pulled a calf muscle.
All calf muscles are good at your house?
I think so. We're all good.
All right, let's kick the day off. What in the world are you doing up right now? Yes, we want to know you right now. Hit us up, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. We want to know where you're at and what you're doing this morning. We want to be part of your morning. So thanks for having us on. Here's Dustin Lynch, Mackenzie Porter. Thinking about you on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Brenda. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Brenda. What part of town are you in right now?
I am right now on Manatee Boulevard heading to Anna Maria Island.
Oh, yeah? Ooh. What are you going to do over there? Are you working?
I'm going fishing with my Captain Justin this morning.
Oh, fun.
What are you going to go fishing for?
Snook, trout, red, and whatever else is biting out there.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Yeah, have a great
Thank
time
you so
today.
Much. Yeah, I get up to listen to you every morning, but I took the day off and heading out on the water.
Good for you, girl.
Good luck today and have a great day on the water, okay?
Okay, and you guys have a wonderful day, too.
All right, bye-bye.
All right.
Coming up next, we've got your tickets for the Bolts Brew Fest. This is going to be a great event. We're going to play Secret Celebrity. Hang on. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. Good morning to you. It's JR, Lana, Kevin. We are playing Secret Celebrity right now.
And the Tampa Bay Lightning are hosting their annual Bolts Brew Fest at Amalie Arena this Friday. And we've got 2 tickets for you to get into that, which includes unlimited beer sampling, if you can tell us.
Dangerous.
I got to throw that in.
Dangerous.
If you can tell us, who is the secret celebrity?
I always compare it to being an athlete in high school and in the locker room before a football game or a basketball game or before a baseball game, even just the energy that you have and the anticipation. You know, I don't get nervous when I'm doing live shows. I get really excited and just full of energy and adrenaline. To me, it's like game day.
Oh,
game day.
That's one way to get pumped up. All right. So any hints here, Kevin?
He is the cowboy in me.
He's a cowboy in you, all yeah. right?
Sometimes I feel like he's just my best friend.
There he is. He's very humble and kind.
Yeah, but he does say he's angry all the time sometimes.
Is it really?
Sometimes.
I feel bad about that.
Yeah, it's strange.
Because he is a real good man, so that's a kind of a bummer.
I know. Well, you'd love to have him as your shotgun rider. I know that.
Absolutely. Right next to you, grabbing snacks,
ooh,
road trip it. That'd absolutely. Be great. Because, you know... He's a, when I asked him, I go, what kind of car do you want to take? He's like, a truck, yeah, obviously. Yeah.
No, he sold that for $7,500 or
did
best
really?
Offer, I think it was.
I can't believe
this
that.
Is awful.
Unbelievable.
This is fantastic.
I'm trying
this
to.
Is fantastic.
Do you remember when he had that barbecue stain on his white t-shirt?
I think it was on Labor Day weekend,
it
right?
It was Labor Day weekend. He was like 17 at the time, wasn't he?
I believe, right?
Unbelievable. Oh, I like it. I love it.
Oh, man. I like it. I love it, man. That county fair was crazy that year. All right. My who goodness. Could that be? 800. We are cheese balls to the max. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrity? All right, Cindy's in St. Pete right now. Cindy, you heard us describe who our secret celebity is. Who could it be?
I always compare it to being an athlete in high school in the locker room before a football game or a basketball game or before a baseball game even, just the energy that you have and the anticipation. You know, I don't get nervous when I'm doing live shows. I get really excited and just full of energy and adrenaline. To me, it's like game day.
I think his wife is Faith.
Yes.
And I think his name is Tim McGraw.
You thought right, Tim
His
McGraw.
Name is Tim McGraw. Good job.
Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
We're going to send you over to the Bolts Brew Fest happening this Friday at Amalie Arena.
Oh, that sounds fun. I wanted to go.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. I hope you have fun out there and be safe and take an Uber, okay?
Thank you. I will.
All right, hang on for me.
Okay.
Well, it is Tuesday. We do our QIK Family Matters, and we have someone who is having an issue with their neighbor. Talk about it next. I'm looking for your advice. QIK Family.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know, I need someone.
All right. It is Tuesday. So QIK Family Matters. We get an email from somebody. QIKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. We read it on the air. And then QIK Family, we turn it over to you to try to help this person out. What do we got today, Lana?
This is from Caitlin is her name. A new neighbor moved into the house next door to mine, and it's not going very well. Mom lets her kids play wherever they want, including everyone else's front yard, and they leave their toys all over the place. On the sidewalk, in the street, you get the idea. A few weeks ago, as I was driving home, I accidentally ran over her kid's scooter, which was basically sitting in front of my driveway. Obviously, she was upset and asked me to replace it. However, I refused, telling her it wasn't my fault because she doesn't keep an eye on her kids and where they are leaving their toys, and they don't pick them up at the end of the day. Now it's just getting worse. You can see where this is going. What can I do? There's nothing worse than not getting along with your neighbor. How do I handle this situation? Wow.
I would say this. When I was a kid, I did leave my bike and my neighbor backed over it when they were backing out of the, and the neighbor got out. And I think I was like 10 years old. I'll never forget this. You know, you like have an interaction as a child with like an adult and you never forget it.
Yeah.
Well, shouldn't have put it there. And he just got back in his car and left. And it was like a neighbor that we knew. And it was my fault. I shouldn't have left it behind a car.
So did he didn't replace it?
No. He did not replace it. But anyway, I mean, that's tough because how do you have that conversation? Because you do have to live next to that person now.
I know. There's nothing worse. Yeah, I agree with Caitlin on that. Yeah, this is a tough one. What do you do? Do you replace it? Do you pick up their toys? Are you responsible for moving their stuff out of your driveway and in your front yard? I mean, a lot of people deal with this.
Yeah, it's going to be an awkward conversation. What would your advice be for Caitlin? Give us a call. Let us know. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Hit us up.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QIK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. We're doing our QIK Family Matters right now, and Caitlin is having a problem.
Yeah, she just had some neighbors that moved into the house next door, and it seems like the kids just kind of leave their toys all over the yard. They kind of play wherever they want. And she accidentally drove over one of the kids' scooters. And the mom came out and she's like, well, I hope you're going to replace that. And Caitlin's like, well, no, your kid left it in my yard, you know. So now she's like, this is causing all kinds of problems. She really doesn't know what to do. So she asked us, what is some advice for me? She needs some help.
All right, we got Rick on the phone. Rick, what'd you do?
You know, it is hard when you have other kids come to your house and do stuff and don't pick up everything else like that. But this could be a way to get in good with the neighbor. Mm-hmm. I would buy a new scooter and go over there and just sit down and have a talk with the mom, the parents, and say, listen, you know, I'm sorry I ran it over. Here's a new scooter. Can we talk about this? That way it doesn't happen again. And that way you build that relationship up. So that way, and then the parents are, hey, they replaced your scooter. Don't leave it over there. Don't leave your toys over there because, you know, I don't want anything to happen with them. Build that relationship up.
Turn this into a positive.
Yep. I like it. Yep.
Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. QIK, good morning. Who's this?
This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry, what would your advice be today?
My suggestion to the neighbor, if they leave the toys on her property, confiscate them, put them in her garage, because what's on her property belongs to her now.
Oh, well, I mean, the kids' toys?
Well, you know, here's the deal, though. It forces the conversation with the neighbor, though, because they're going to come over looking for it. Like, oh, yeah, you did leave this on my lawn.
I don't know what happened to it. I didn't see it.
Oh, no, she wants to steal them.
Yeah. Okay. That's totally opposite of what you were going for.
Yeah, I was thinking about something that would force a conversation.
Yeah, I know nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, thanks for calling. Have a great day.
All right. Bye-bye.
QIK, good morning. Who's this?
My name is Crystal.
Hey, Crystal, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What do you think?
I would definitely not replace it. In fact, I would go buy a bike from a yard sale somewhere and leave it in their driveway every day.
Whoa.
People are looking for the revenge this morning.
Yes, so, yeah.
Yes, that's what I would do.
All right. Okay. And have you done this before?
No, I live on a farm, so I don't really have close neighbors.
Gotcha.
I don't like neighbors.
All right, have a great day.
All right, bye. Bye-bye.
Hey, Tim, what do you think?
You know, I'm thinking that, you know, obviously the mom is not teaching her kids to pick up her stuff. Not replacing the scooter might help. Might teach the kid, hey, I need to pick my stuff up next time.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. Do you think she has a conversation with the neighbor?
You know, it's a tricky situation. She's already approached the neighbor, and the neighbor's a little apprehensive and defensible. Then it might be not worth it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Kind of hard to say. Tough situation.
But the thing is, though, I mean, you got to talk. You got to think longevity. This is just going to be a nightmare to live next to these people. So, you know, maybe you start on the good path and see if that doesn't work. You can always resort to the not so good path.
Right. Absolutely. Maybe a touch base on a different level and try to figure it out from there. But yeah, I mean, you can't leave your stuff laying around and expect somebody not to, accidentally run it over.
That's true.
Yeah, pick it up, so.
A little tough love right there. Well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day. Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, you too, thanks.
Yeah, that's the thing is you have to live, like you're saying, you have to live next to this person for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to rift with your neighbors. That's the worst.
No, it's horrible.
Yeah, it's awful. It's awful. But like I said, I would go with the good approach, the positive approach. Try some, you know, good neighborly stuff. If that doesn't work, well, then you... What else you got?
So you wouldn't be like the one caller and hide their toys?
No, I wouldn't hide.
That was awesome. She's got a garage full of stuff. Well, the best thing would be if she had a garage sale that next weekend and she was selling all those toys.
That would be the best.
All right, appreciate the calls, QIK family. Hopefully that helps out. Caitlin, we appreciate your letters, too. You can write us one, QIKFamilyMatters@gmail.com. Coming up, 7:05, your car line fun fact. And at 8 o'clock. Your chance at $500 on 99.5 QYK. Thanks for having us on.
Well, it's a car line. Car line. Fun fact. Fun fact.
Woo! There are about 200 feral cats that roam around Disneyland at night, taking out the rodent population.
Ooh. Okay. Are they put there on purpose?
Yes.
Wow.
Interesting. Yeah.
They have them there to take care of the rodent population in Disneyland.
You know, I worked at a pretty high-end hotel, and they brought in a owl that was trained to do that.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty amazing. The guy pulled up to the valet station, and we were about to park his car. He goes, no, there's an owl in there. I kid you not. That is a true story. That is a true story. All right, sir, we will not park your car for you. My bad. That's pretty nuts.
Well, chickens prefer more attractive humans than less attractive ones.
Man, I'm screwed. Can't get around chickens, I guess.
Nope.
They prefer better looking.
How do they know that?
Just by looking at them.
Just by looking at them.
Wow. All right.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, are you more attractive if you have like a little, you know, feed for them? A little chicken feed for them?
They just like more attractive humans than less attractive humans.
There you go. All right. Would love to read a chicken's dating profile. So, yeah, let's go. All right, coming up, we got a brand. Thank you, by the way, Lana. We got a brand new 715 second date update coming up for you in 6 minutes. Thanks for having us on. 99.5 QYK.
It's Tampa Bay's morning crew.
Oh, honey, I'm falling apart. You're playing hard to forget.
715 second date update.
Let's do it. Brand new 715 second date update. It's JR, Lana, and Kevin here. We have Kara on the phone. Good morning, Kara. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm a little ticked off.
You're ticked off?
Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is this a little bit different than this is a little bit different start than normal 715 second date updates?
Yeah. I know that you guys are so good at like giving second dates and like trying to connect people, but I'm really calling this morning because I want to call somebody out. I want to call this guy out for an awful, awful weekend. He totally ruined my whole weekend, and I want everyone to know about it.
Oh, boy.
That's where I'm at.
What did he do?
I'm intrigued. Let's go. What do you got? What's this guy's name, first off?
His name is Michael.
Okay.
Or at least that's what he claims.
Well, how'd you guys meet?
We met on Hinge. We were talking, we were chatting, you know, for a while, and everything seemed to be going really, really well. So he invited me out on a date to the Hurricane.
Okay.
And I love that place.
Pass the Grill, nice place, yeah.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. So we were hanging out. Everything was good. Like, we ordered some apps. We had some drinks. We were chatting. You know, everything seemed fine. And then all of a sudden, he goes, you know, I have to use the restroom. So, you know, that's normal. He goes to the restroom. And a few minutes later, I get a text on my phone that I should probably call an Uber. That
what?
He's not coming back to the table. Yes! Can you believe that?
Wait, he texts like, you should call an Uber. He left?
He just... As far as I know, he's either hiding in the bathroom or he, like, jetted out the back. But he left me and was like, and here I am, like, sitting, you know, at this restaurant, like, holding the bill, literally, with this guy who just walked
He
up.
Left you with the bill, too?
Yes, he abandoned me with the bill.
Oh, my
like,
goodness.
Out of nowhere. So
what did you say to him?
Like, I texted him back. I was like, what are you talking about? Like, you know, come back to the table, like, you know. At least, like, have the decency to just wrap the date up. Like, if you're not enjoying yourself, like, that's fine. But who does that? Like, who
Seriously?
Takes a girl out, goes to the bathroom after you've ordered a bunch of stuff, and then just says, you know what? You might want to catch a ride home. Like, I have to call this guy out.
Hold on. Do you think maybe he had, like, an allergic reaction to the food or something like that?
I mean, you would think, like, hey, you know, oh, maybe I have IBS. And, you know, those...
Why that's the first thing I would think, right. Sure.
Yeah. Like, if you've got the squirts, I can deal with that. Like, I can, you know, I'm a grown-up. But I just was totally off guard. Like, he just abandoned me, just left me high and dry, and just went and did his thing. I have no idea. We haven't, like, texted ever since, but I want to
He didn't even give you an explanation yet?
No. He has not given me any explanation. Just get an Uber and pay the bill.
Wow.
Thanks a lot.
We have to call this guy, JR. I mean,
please.
No, I don't feel like doing that. Of course we're going to call him.
I can't wait to find out.
Here's what we're going to do, Kara. We are going to call him, but I have to tell you, no matter, I mean, he's got to agree to come on the air, first of all. But second of all, you're cool with whatever he has to say, right?
Of course. I want to know what's going on.
All right, Kara. Well, hang on for me. We'll try to call him, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Oh, boy. Here we go. 7:15 second date update right now. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Do you want to break down what we've heard so far, Lana?
Well, poor Kara, she meets, she goes to the Hurricane with Michael, and they hang out, they're drinking, they order some appetizers. Then this guy says to her, I'm going to the bathroom, and then texts her You might want to get an Uber.
Yeah.
And she's asking him, what's going on? Hello, are you there? He doesn't even respond. Not only does he leave her at the restaurant, he leaves her with the bill.
Yeah.
And then never gives her an explanation of why he left. And she still hasn't heard from him. So I want to get this guy on the phone and see what he has to say for himself.
All right. So best case scenario, maybe he got a little sick. That's the best case scenario.
You're
not for
really
him.
Really giving this guy the benefit of the doubt?
Well, let's just see what happens here. Oh, I mean, maybe we'll see what happens now. The worst case scenario is he really was a jerk and he left. So we're going to find out what's going on.
All right.
Hello?
Hey, is this Michael?
Yeah.
Hey, Michael. Good morning to you. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK.
Morning.
Good morning.
Is this really the radio?
This is us. Yeah, man. We wanted to see if you had a couple minutes this morning. We actually wanted to ask you some questions. Would it be okay to talk to you on the air for just a couple minutes?
You guys are serious?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah, for sure.
All right, man. Appreciate it.
Yes.
Well, we wanted to ask you about a very interesting date you kind of went on, I guess I should say. You went to the Hurricane with this girl, Kara, that you met on Hinge, and then proceeded to text her, you know, like not even halfway through the date, from the restroom, that she should probably call an Uber. Does that sound about right?
That's not exactly how it happened, but yeah, I know what you're talking about, and yeah, I remember Kara.
Okay, what happened? Why did you leave her?
Well, first of all, not as advertised. She looks nothing like her pictures on Hinge, which was the first red flag for me. And then we ordered food, and actually we only ate appetizers. But by that point, she just was so rude. Like, her attitude was just, she was negative. She was, everything I said, she was arguing with. And I was just confused if she was catfishing me on purpose, or like she was, this is a joke. I don't know. It was weird. So before even like our entrees came, yeah, I basically said I had to go to the bathroom, and I just text her like, I'm not here anymore. So that was it.
I mean, you could have just said, hey, you know what? I've got to go, or I'm not feeling good. Paid for the meal. You had to just leave her? I mean, that is not cool, dude.
I mean, I didn't even eat my food, really. So she basically got all the food. So it's not even like I should have paid for the meal.
Okay.
People do this all the time. They just are trying to, like, go on.
Not nice dates. People.
I just want to go home and do whatever with the rest of my night.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, listen, Michael, we actually have Kara on the phone. That's how we got your number. That's how we figured this out. Kara, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I've never heard of anybody that catfished with their real name and real photos that were taken like days before a date. Like, I would be the worst person for that show or that movie. Are you kidding me? You're such a jerk. How could you do that? How could you just, and you're telling me, oh, I'm looking for something serious. This is karma, sir. You are never going to find anybody when you just like abandon women. Like, how could you do that? Don't you have a mother? Like, how could you just, like, walk away from someone and just be like, yeah, I'm just going to keep my night moving? Like, what's wrong with you? There's something seriously wrong with you. There is no attitude coming this way. You just wanted to have your own vision of how the night was. And since it wasn't going right, you just, like, packed up your stuff and just went home and left me with the check. I ate all the food. Are you kidding me right now?
Are you done? Like, this is exactly what I'm saying. She was basically talking like this at me the whole part of the date.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe, like, you have just, like, had, you know, your mommy with, like, kid gloves with you your entire life that you don't know how to have a conversation as an adult. But just real quick, all the ladies that are listening, or guys, I don't know what you're into, but anybody that's listening right now, if you are on Hinge and you see Michael on there, just be ready to call an Uber and to pay for his food because he just walks out on you. What's wrong with you?
I mean, Michael, do you think that was the best approach, man? I mean, to bail on her? Or do you think maybe you could have said, like, hey, why don't we call the night early? And I know that would have been a little bit more awkward, but dang, to go to the bathroom and just throw her a text? That's pretty brutal.
I mean, that's not something I normally would do or have done before, but she just was really like, it's a first date. Like, let's just enjoy each other. You don't need to, like, tell me how to live my life.
Well, can you, like, I don't know, like, Venmo me half the money? Because that would be great. Since you want to take responsibility for being a jerk that night. No, you're not. So this is what you do. You just go out with, like, random girls and then just, like, eat half the food and just walk away because you're just not feeling it. And I don't know what you're talking about with, like, an attitude. I'm mad now because I'm exposing you for being such a jerk to everybody so that they're well aware of, like, what it's like to go out on a date with you.
All right. I'm going to stop you there. I gotta get back to work, so.
All right. Well, listen, Michael, you do you, I guess, if that's what how you roll.
Well, or maybe just next time you can just, you know, say, hey, my stomach hurts or something. This just isn't working out.
Yeah. Better excuse, for sure.
Don't leave a girl with a bill.
I agree. Kara, you got some answers. You got a chance to call him out. I hope you feel better, and I appreciate you reaching out to us.
Thank you, guys.
All right, guys. You guys take care.
Bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. Just had our 7:15 second date update between Michael and Kara. And a very interesting one because Kara called not to get another date, but to call Michael out because they were at the Hurricane in Paso Grill and they were eating. And he goes, let me just go to the bathroom for a second. Went to the bathroom, then texted her from the bathroom saying, you might want to get an Uber. And he ducked out.
Yeah. Didn't even pay for the bill. Didn't even say goodbye to her face. Literally just left her there.
All right, we got Angie in Lakeland right now. Angie, what do you think?
Well, it's really, really sad that he couldn't stand up and do what was right. You know, I mean, bottom line, I mean, here is, he's just a coward. You know, a real man would have said, listen, you know, this is not working out well. I'm not really into this. Or, you know, maybe it's time I need to really go home. But just to be a coward and leave her like that and not even be able to face her, that's just not cool.
She's right, though.
I agree with her. I mean, I think it was definitely, like I said earlier, it was just definitely a wussy move to just kind of hang out and get out of there. But, well, I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
Thank you. Y'all too.
All right, bye-bye. Nikki's in St. Pete right now. Good morning, Nikki.
Good morning, JR and Lana. So I was listening to this, and honestly, like, I probably would have gotten a little more revenge than she did just by calling out on the radio. He sounded kind of like a pansy.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. I mean, I would just, I mean, if you had to get out of there, you just got to be up front and bite the bullet. It's just a little bit more awkward to be.
It's a hard conversation to have with somebody, though.
For sure.
I don't really enjoy your company. I don't like you. I'm going to go ahead and leave now. Say that to somebody.
So you're saying he only has one option, or he has to stick it out?
I'm just saying I understand.
Right.
Yeah, and there's any number of excuses he could have given her. He could have said he, you know, got a call from his mom, like anything. But at the end of the day, is she that intimidating, or was he just that easily intimidated? You know,
right.
Whether or not she came on strong, I'd rather know somebody has, you know, they know their own mind and they have an opinion and they're not afraid to share it. Like that,
right.
She sounded like she was up for a good conversation and he just was like,
yeah,
so scared he had to leave. Like, okay, that didn't seem right.
All right, Nikki, thanks so much for calling. Have a great day.
Thanks. You too, guys.
All right, bye-bye. We got Ann in Plant City. Good morning, Ann.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Good.
So what do you think?
I think he sounded pretty cute.
He sounded pretty cute?
Yeah.
That's what you drew from what just happened right there?
Yeah. So, I'd go out with him.
Okay, then.
Ann is thirsty right now.
She's not afraid.
Well, and we've totally bypassed the fact that he texted her from the bathroom, and he just sounds cute to you.
Well, if somebody's going to nag like that, then that's what's going to happen.
Look at Ann.
Wow.
So understanding.
Yes.
Well, Ann, I'm glad you called. Thank you. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye. Love Ann. That's awesome.
I had a really good text. Somebody else brought up. It says, Who's to say that she wouldn't have had made a scene in the restaurant if he did tell her that he wanted to leave?
That's a good point.
You know, I'm like, that's a really good point, too. I mean, he just left and because maybe he was afraid that was going to happen. So it could have.
You know, on those things, you just got to stick it out. You really do. I mean, that's the best.
Yeah.
Stick it out or be like, hey, you know, I got to run because of an emergency or something like that, which is never good to lie. But not just dipping out with no excuse and just, you know, ghosting somebody.
No, I mean.
Unless they're extremely rude or make a scene or something like that. Hey, I'm just going to run. I'm going to go.
I got to go. You know? Get an Uber, but yeah.
All right. Well, if you missed it, it'll be up on our Instagram and Facebook page a little bit later. That's our 7:15 second date update. All right. Some pretty interesting and new rules being put in place at the amphitheater. We want to break this down for you because there's concerts coming up. We'll tell you all about it next. 99.5 QYK. First of all, I want to preface this by saying we are reporting this because it just came down to us in a press release. And then, of course, it's important to you if you go see shows at the amphitheater. So mm-hmm. There is news now of certain requirements that will be enforced at the amp. Juana, what do you have?
Well, because of the ongoing COVID and whatnot, Live Nation, which kind of operates over at Mid-Florida Credit sure. Union Amphitheater, they kind of own and operate. They have new protocols in place, and this goes into effect October 4th. So we are talking about the Brooks and Dunn concert, the Zac Brown concert, the Kelsey Ballerini show.
Jason Aldean.
Yeah, Jason Aldean. These shows are all affected by this. And I have this posted on our website. We'll put it on our Facebook as well. All fans must have received a negative COVID diagnostic test within 72 hours before entry into the facility and provide printed proof of a negative result prior to entering the venue or be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 at least 2 weeks after the final dose and provide proof of vaccination, either the original card or a printed copy of the vaccination card. So those are basically the new rules. Either you've got to get a COVID test or you've got to be vaccinated starting October 4th to go in to see a concert at Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. That is the rules.
Depending, no matter how you feel about it, either side, I mean, this is just the rules they're putting in place.
Right.
I mean,
and I won't go into details, but they do have rules too for unvaccinated fans under 12 and then unvaccinated fans that are 12 old, you know, with like medical right. restrictions and stuff. So you can get more in detail on the computer. But the basis is this is the life that we are living right now. And like JR said, whether you're, you know, however you feel about it, it's just this is they can do this.
Well, so. And the other thing for us to report it to you is we give away tickets to these shows.
I know.
So we want you to know what you're getting into and what you want, you know, and if you are vaccinated or you have no problem getting a test, then okay, you're fine. And if you do, then there's a situation that you got to really think about if you want to do that. You
right.
know?
But, so just know that, you know, yeah, if you win a ticket from us or right. if, you know, we give away a ticket, that you're going to have to go by these rules in order to be able to get right. in to see that concert.
So once again, I want to preface that, hey, we are a mental break from the world on this show. So I don't want you to think we're pushing an agenda or anything like that. Or we're not even going to tell you what side how we feel about it. That's not about our personal feelings. It's about you interpreting it the way you want to. But just this is their rules. This is what they've put in place. So when concerts come, you should know this stuff. Right. That's all
we're just here reporting it. what the rules are. That's all, right. all we're doing. But yes, that's because, like Jared said, we like to take a break from all that stuff.
Oh my goodness, yeah. We're really not that smart to talk about it, to be honest with you. All right, coming up next, you're going to have a chance at $500. Yeah.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Well, congratulations to Thomas Rhett. He returns to the top of the country charts for the 18th time wow. with Country Again. Can you believe that? So congratulations to Thomas, and we are going to be talking to him coming up at around 8:20, so stick around for that. Lauren Elena she's going to star in the Hallmark Channel's Roadhouse Romance, the first movie of their 2021 Fall Harvest programming event, and she's going to star as Lieutenant Callie Jackson.
So the character's personality-wise pretty close to me, naturally, so that was exciting, and I get to sing in the movie. They made that work, and I got to put a couple of the songs from the album in there, which I'm excited about.
There you go. Nice little cross-promotion.
Mm-hmm. Lainey Wilson, she caught the songwriting bug early in life, and once she was bitten, she said there was no turning back.
But I did write my first song when I was 9 years old.
And it was really just one of those things that kind of really just latched onto me and wouldn't let go. And it's been one of those things that I just have to do it no matter what. And it's a part of me. And just even from 9 years old, I've known that, like, this is it. There's no plan B. Plan A has to work.
I love that.
9 years old. Of course, her song, Things a Man Ought to Know, climbing up the charts. And we are excited. Hopefully, she will be celebrating a number one song. And Tim McGraw says performing is like being an athlete in high school on game day. He says he's full of energy and adrenaline.
I always compare it to being an athlete in high school in the locker room before a football game or a basketball game or before a baseball game, even just the energy that you have and the anticipation. You know, I don't get nervous when I'm doing live shows. I get really excited and just full of energy and adrenaline. To me, it's like game day.
He did say, though, the only time he does get anxious and a little bit nervous is when he performs on TV, especially, he said, like on award shows. So maybe next time there's an award show, we'll take a look at Tim McGraw and see if he's a little bit nervous.
Well, you would think about that because at award shows, he's in front of all his peers.
Right.
So I think that would make you nervous, too. You're like, oh, that's Alan Jackson. That's Garth Brooks.
Right there. That'd be a little nerve-wracking. And finally, Brett Young says his love for watching reality TV singing competitions and rooting for the contestants started with American Idol many, many years ago when he was first trying to make a living.
I love those shows. I watch them all the time. Those shows make me cry more than like the best drama you could ever find on Netflix. I'll cry more watching the contestants talk about their upbringing and how much they want it on a singing competition.
Yeah, they do that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do.
And the worst is when they have like this amazing backstory and then they don't make it through. You're like, oh, man.
Oh.
I thought they were setting us up for success here. That's why they did all this background, and they don't make it through.
And a lot of people don't know this, but Brett was actually, he auditioned to be on The Voice, and before a month before he was offered his record deal, but he turned down The Voice and said, I'm not going to go with you guys. I'm going to take this leap of faith, and I'm going to try this music thing on my own. And, well, I think he made a good decision because I think he's doing pretty well right now.
He's doing all right.
That's your Music Minute.
All right, let's get Thomas Rhett on the phone. We're going to have him on in less than 10 minutes, but here is Brett Young, Sleep Without You on 99.5 QI. Well, we just saw him here not too long ago here in Tampa. He was with Cole Swindell, Gabby Barrett. Ladies and gentlemen, it's Thomas Rhett.
Yeah!
What's up?
Heck of a show, man.
Buddy, that was lit. I had such a good time in Tampa that night. It was so fun.
You absolutely crushed it. I mean, you know, we call them openers, but I'll tell you what, the two people you had before you, I mean, what an introduction and warm-up to you. I mean, it was insane with Cole and with Gabby. It's like, you've put together a great tour.
Yeah, man, they are spectacular, both of them. Like, I'd never seen Gabby sing live before. Like, I knew she was a great singer, but I didn't know that she was, like, never missed a note ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get out there and you're like, golly, like, people are going to hate us, you know, if they listening to Gabby sing like that. And then Cole gets out there and sings, you know, 10 or 12 number one songs. He's a great entertainer, and then we get to go out there. Man, it's such a blast. I mean, I feel so blessed getting to tour with my friends and, you know, me and Cole have been buddies for 12 years now, so to be able to tour together like this has been a very special treat for me.
What is, like, your favorite part of the show? I mean, there's so many great moments. They're hard to pick on. I mean, everybody's singing back their lyrics, or is it when everybody turns their phone lights on and everybody's, you know, making it all dark with just the lights?
Yeah, I mean, there's some, I don't know who began the cell phone light trend, but as cliche as it is,
I believe it was Steve Jobs, by the way.
Yeah, well, there you go. As cliche as it is, it is one of the most beautiful sights to look at.
Right.
Like, because you kind of know how many people are out there, but you really can't see super far into the grass, you know, from the stage. When people put their lights up, it's like, geez, this, does it ever end? The people, you know? And like, that is one of those moments that, I don't know, that's probably one of my favorite parts of the show.
When it comes to having the, you know, like Cole come back out, I mean, is that something you guys talk about before the tour even starts? Like, hey, what do you want to sing together?
Yeah, I've had to like start giving Cole like a little bit more of a notice. But like the very first night we were out, he knew we were going to do Beer Can't Fix together. Mm. But I think we were in Hartford, Connecticut, and right after Beer Can't Fix was over, Cole was leaving the stage, and I grabbed his arm and said, "Stay out here for a second." Mm-hmm. So I put my guitar back on. I said, "Y'all, me and Cole have been writing songs together for a long time, and I felt like me and Cole should just write a song for the people of Hartford right now." Cole looked at me like I was crazy, and so I started singing. I was like, I said something like, "She broke my heart in Hartford, And I looked at Cole like, you got the next line? And he sang some genius line, and the crowd went ballistic, and Cole like punched me in the arm. He was like, please don't do that to me.
So, I had it tonight, but I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah. I was like, buddy, you've toured with Luke Bryan enough to know that like some things just happen on a whim.
You know? I love it. So, I love it. Talking to Thomas Rhett right now, the single is Country Again. Loving this song. It's going up the charts. Congratulations on that. You know, I thought
it was pretty
cool that you gave your wife a shout out. And I mean, we obviously know that you guys have a great relationship. We get to see it on social media played out and all that.
Sure.
I thought it was interesting, though, that you do use her as a barometer when it comes to good songs that you put out or don't put out.
Yeah, no, definitely, man. I mean, my wife, you know, I like to say that I listen to music in the style of 615, which is our area code here in Nashville.
Okay.
And my wife does not have that barometer. She, you know what I'm saying? Like, I listen from a songwriter's perspective, from, you know, listening to everybody's music from a business perspective, and Lauren just listens as a fan. You know
right.
what I'm saying? And I envy that about her. And so, like, when I'm playing her music, I'm like, yeah, but listen to how unique the bridge melody is. And she's like, I don't care about the bridge melody. What does the song make me feel like?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so she is such a great gauge, and my kids as well. Like, if my kids want to listen to a song of mine on repeat, I know that there's a lot of other kids in the world that are going to really like that song. So
yep,
I love getting to kind of bounce ideas off my wife and off my kids. And they're definitely responsible for a lot of the music I've gotten to put out over the last 9 or 10 years.
So. And I'm pretty sure that they are pretty straightforward, right? Like, there's no sugarcoating to dad on this one.
Oh, zero. None of them are afraid to say, Dad, this is just not your best work. You know, so, but
get back out there. You'll do better next time.
Keep you grounded.
Well, and we know that Lauren runs the pants in the family, and I'm sure right. she's got you.
Oh, yeah.
Or wears the pants. Lauren yeah. wears the pants.
She might
the
even run the pants right now.
No, but I could just imagine she's, like, ordering you around the house, like, doing stuff. Is there a bunch of chores around the house that Lauren makes you do that you just can't believe you have to do?
The honey-do list.
Yeah, I mean, sort of, but at the same time, I was saying this just to a friend the other day, like, I've never been a very clean person. I lived really close to home, and I'm not ashamed to say it, that I would take my laundry home on a Monday, and my mom would do my laundry. So no judgment there, please.
And your mom loved doing it, I guarantee you.
Yeah. Oh,
your baby boy came home.
She loved it. Yeah. Yeah, it was the classic, can you make me a sandwich? You just make it so much better than I did. You know,
nice.
But, you know, when I started to get married, my wife is a very, very clean person and a very, very organized human being. And so, like, the first few years of our marriage, it was a struggle because she was like, honey, does it not bother you that none of your socks match each other? And I was like, not really. You know, and she was like, well, it bothers me.
Right.
But dude, in 2020, man, I maybe it's just having kids and watching how quick a house can become a wreck. You know, mm-hmm. like during 2020, I would go in behind our kids and clean up their playroom 6 times a day,
mm-hmm.
knowing that they were going to dump everything back out 20 minutes later.
Mm-hmm.
But I became somewhat of an OCD clean freak. And so I guess that just kind of lasted into, you know, after 2020 was over. But, like, dude, like, dishes and laundry, I love to mop. Vacuuming maybe one of the therapeutic things in the world. Yeah, I love it, dude. And it's really helped my marriage out quite a bit.
So you would know how to turn a vacuum on?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Dude, clean it like... Detailing the inside of my wife's car is just brownie points for days.
Oh, yeah.
Smart man. He's learning very quickly.
Yep.
Love that relationship. Well, listen, we appreciate it, man. What a show you put on. Thank you for that. Thank you for all the preparation you did for that show. Thomas Rhett.
Absolutely.
You are the man.
Woo!
Hope to see you soon.
See y'all.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right,
bye.
You too. Bye. How cool is that guy?
I'm just impressed he knows how to turn on a vacuum.
I was more impressed with the fact that how much preparation he puts into the show, and then his wife just goes, yeah, it's not your best work. Get back in the studio. Do better.
But she's the only person that can tell him that.
I love that. All right. Hey, really interesting and I feel good story coming out of Lana's home state of Minnesota. It has to do with an athletic trainer. We'll tell you next.
Wow! I feel good.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew 99.5 QYK. Get this story. The Hutchinson High School Tigers were hosting their red, white, and blue service appreciation tonight, and the team was accompanied by military veterans on the field before kickoff.
Oh.
Now, this is pretty crazy. This high school had planes that flew overhead and a large American flag that was draped across the field. But moments later, one of the veterans was unresponsive. Luckily for him, a licensed athletic trainer, Amy Rogotsky, was there and rushed to help. She performed CPR, and after working on him for a little while, it wasn't right away, for a little while, key came to, and she didn't need to use any automated external defibrillators, you know, like the shocking and whatnot. He came to and was able to save his life.
We were working on him for a little bit. He ended up thankfully coming to, which is not often the case. So we were very, very fortunate.
Right place, right time. Wow. I mean, he was on the field being honored as one of the military members, unresponsive. She jumps into action. I mean, think about it. You're having a celebration of the military. You're honoring them. And then one of these military members goes down, these veterans.
I know. And just, you know, thank goodness that Amy knew CPR. And she's stressing now how it just it's so important to know those basic skills, because you just never know when stuff and when you're going to need it, because time is the essence when you're dealing with situations like that. So just kind of a good reminder to everybody.
Amy Rogotsky. Athletic trainer over there at in Minnesota, your home state of Minnesota. Where is Hutchinson High School?
Hutchinson is if you leave Minneapolis and you like go west, like you're going to South Dakota, you're going to run into it about an hour outside of Minneapolis.
There you go. Hutchinson High School. And by the way, the Tigers.
Ooh, the Tigers.
Go Tigers.
It's like Jesuit, huh?
But that's an awesome. Cool. I like the event that they had, though. That's a really cool event.
Really cool event. And I like, by the way, nice school to have a plane fly over at a high school.
I know.
Well done.
Fancy.
That's really, really cool. All right, coming up next, we are going to give away $500.
Pay for your fun in 21. Another cash winner.
Giving away $500 and paying for your fun in 21 seven times a day. And when you win this money, you can do anything you want with it, like Heather.
It'll probably go towards my son's football team. They're always hitting me up for snacks, and this will provide a nice dinner for them.
Love it. Another chance at $500 coming up at 10 o'clock on 99.5 QIK. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, the 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers.
USF graduate.
Go Bulls.
Kevin Ebel has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
The governor, Ron DeSantis, announced some investments into three major road construction projects here in the Tampa Bay area. So $2 billion is going to be invested into these three projects. So the three projects is advancing the current Howard Franklin Bridge replacement project, the future West Shore Interchange, and Malfunction Junction, which is I-275. And I-4. The state will break up the work into segments, and state officials originally pushed back the start date for the West Shore project to 2026 from 2024, but now that this extra $2 billion has come into play, they've moved it back up to 2024. So that's West Shore, and then the Howard Franklin Bridge and Malfunction Junction. So this is good news for the Tampa Bay area.
Yeah, it is, but so it sounds like it's going to be under construction for the next, like,
for a while.
For a really long time.
Just
that's
be patient.
Three different sections.
But they're going to stagger the time, so it's not all happening at the same time, Lana. It's going to be okay. The Yuengling Center will be hosting a part-time job fair. This is today, 3 to 6 p.m. They're going to fill positions for Amalie Arena and Yuengling Center, which the Yuengling Center is on the campus of the University of South Florida in Tampa. Positions, go Bulls. Thank you, Lana. Housekeeping, guest services, ticketing, security, and parking. Again, today, 3 to 6 p.m. over at the Yuengling Center. And finally, we mentioned this a little bit before, but there's some new protocols when you're going to go to see shows over at the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater. So this actually starts on October the 4th, and they are going to have all fans who receive a negative COVID-19 diagnostic test within 72 hours before the entry into the concert and provide printed proof of the negative test prior to entering, or you have to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 with at least 2 weeks after the final dose, and you have to prove vaccination with either the original card or a printed copy of the vaccination card. So this is starting October the 4th. So the first show for that is going to be the Brooks and Dunn show, which is on October the 8th. That's for country. There are other ones beforehand. So just know if you're going to the Mid-Florida Credit Union Amphitheater, you have to do one of those two things. And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. All right, Lana, highlight of the show.
Well, it's got to be our second date update with Kara and Michael. Michael was pretty much a jerk to Kara and did something that wasn't very nice. And A lot of our listeners agreed, except for one.
Yeah, and it was awesome.
He's like, he sounds hot. Yeah. I want to go on a date with him.
That happened.
Check it out on the podcast. If you missed it, also have it up on our Facebook page as well and Instagram. Kevin puts that together for us. All right, Kevin, highlight of the show, sir.
We talked to Thomas Rhett this morning. Yay. He was just in concert with Cole Swindell and Gabby Barrett. What, 10 days ago, maybe? Mm-hmm. And we actually talked a lot of things. Chores he does at home, what his wife thinks about his music. Him and Cole, like, wrote a song impromptu on stage one night. Like, we kind of covered it all this morning. So it's up on our Facebook and Instagram page as well. So check out that and the second date update at the same time. So it'll be fun.
Very cool. Hey, Shar, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.